Well, we have something on our minds, and this is just going to be a quickie, a quick episode. But we're really touched and concerned about the suicides that have just happened, right?
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade, two high-profile people who seemingly had a lot going for them, that both committed suicide within a week of each other. And it's gotten people talking about suicide and the risk of suicide. You know, 45,000 people commit suicide a year. It's the 10th right. leading cause of death in the U.S. Yeah. And it's a big deal.
It is. And we just had in Raleigh a suicide awareness event, the Eddie's Fest, who Eddie was a musician that happened yesterday, who committed suicide. And they're trying to raise awareness about suicide. You know, it's on our hearts.
It's on our
minds. And we want to talk to you about it. And we want to offer the suicide hotline and say something to you about if you have a loved one who is depressed.
Yeah. And I think it's so hard to spot in people in general. And then when we're in a intimate, committed relationship, it still can go on in there, right? It's those relationships obviously are not immune to suicide. It happens. It affects everybody.
It does.
No matter how successful you are, how unsuccessful you are, whether you're in a deep, committed relationship, whether you're single, it just affects everybody and can affect everybody.
And so, it's so painful, right?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
So permanent for their families, the spouses and children. And I just ache for the people who have gone through this and have suffered, family members deciding that this was their only way out.
Yeah. And I think maybe just real quickly, we just want to offer just some things to look out for, some things to just be aware of, right? I've seen a lot of people on social media like encouraging people that are struggling with suicidal thoughts and depression to reach out to people. And one of the things, like, it's something that I've faced before in my life, and I know that, like, when you are feeling that way, that's the last thing that you're going to do, right? More often than not, you're not going to reach out, not in a direct way anyway. You may be reaching out in subtle ways, but it's going to be really difficult for somebody that's struggling with depression, suicide to reach out. And so we want to offer people some things to look for, or how to react to people when these kind of issues come up, when you see depression in somebody else, and not in a way that is blaming it all, right? Because if somebody that you have loved has committed suicide, it is not your fault. It is absolutely not your fault. It's a choice that somebody else has made.
That's right.
But there's a lot of guilt there. So not talking about it from a guilt standpoint, right? We don't want to suggest that you can prevent this.
Right, because sometimes you really can't, and sometimes it's so random. But there are signs that people are getting too depressed and need your help. And one of them would be withdrawal.
Yeah.
They seem to not be attending functions that you would expect them to show up at. Maybe they stop going to work. Maybe they are starting to use substances like alcohol or drugs in a way that increases their withdrawal.
Yeah, they may be reducing contact with you, not sharing as much, hiding more. Those are some of the more obvious signs if somebody is changing their pattern of behavior, that's normal for them, right? Particularly in a relationship with you, if that pattern starts to change, and you notice a lot of that withdrawal, then that's something that you might want to be aware of and reach out to them at that point.
Exactly. Certainly when you see visible signs of distress, you know, they're not grooming, they're not bathing, all of that would be, you know, an emergency kind of alert.
Yeah.
You know, a person is not caring for themselves. They're telling you they haven't eaten in days or something like that.
Yeah. I think the less subtle one is just a loss of hope, right? I think hopelessness is one of the chief contributors to suicide. And so this one takes maybe a little more awareness just to kind of see. But it may be loss of hope. Maybe they stop talking about the future. Right. They stop talking about what they want out of the future, or talk about it in terms of if the future that they want is never going to happen.
Yeah.
And that they've
got in a series of losses, you know, like a job loss, a divorce. When you know people are vulnerable, your partner or your friends, when they suffer those kinds of life altering events that are devastating to most people, but maybe they come in a series. That person is more vulnerable to depression.
Yeah. I think one of the things that these high-profile suicides have highlighted as well is that when people are super successful or when they look as if they've got it all together, that being able to acknowledge the stress that that places on somebody mm-hmm. is really important, as opposed to I think sometimes my own jealousies and my own insecurities can come up and I look at somebody that's super successful and say, well, they've got it all together, so surely they're not going to be affected by things like depression or anxiety or hopelessness.
Money can't buy you love. You know, I mean, it's true is that money doesn't buy happiness. Mm-hmm. And all that success doesn't necessarily mean that a person's personal life is going okay.
Yeah, it can create a lot of pressure, right? It can create a lot of pressure then to maintain it.
There's other
it.
Pressures, yeah.
Yeah, once you get there, then you have to stay there, right? And mm-hmm. so it can create a lot of pressure. So being able to ask how they're doing, to ask those probing questions, to how they're handling that.
And I think people are afraid. They're afraid to ask, well, how bad is the depression? You know, have you ever thought about ending your life or where are you really at? Because they're afraid they will be suggestive and they'll put that thought in the person's head.
And that's really a myth. And that's a myth that needs to be dispelled. Talking about suicide does not lead to more suicide.
Exactly. It actually relieves the person. Mm. And I think we need to say, what would you do to... If your friend said to you, you know, I've thought about suicide, what are the next steps?
Mm. I think the next steps are really to start to gauge how serious it is, right? Mm-hmm. There's different levels. Not all suicide ideation is the same, but all suicide thoughts should be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. And so I think you have to determine if they have a plan, first of all, like mm-hmm. if they've thought about how they're going to carry it out, if they have the means to carry it out.
So if they say, well, if I do it, I'd shoot myself and I have a gun.
Yeah.
That's
really
a serious threat.
Yeah. That's something you need to start to contact somebody about for sure. If it's persistent thoughts, but they don't have a plan and they don't have the means to be able to carry that out, then it's more of how do we get you help? Mm-hmm. How do we get you in to see a therapist? How do we start to address that?
But these people are not necessarily mental health practitioners out there. We don't want you to feel like you have to make that call.
No.
I think first thing would be to take it seriously and say, okay, let's get you some help. Mm. And the more imminent it feels, the more drastic the response should be. Yeah. I mean, if you're away from your partner and you know, or let's say even your friend, and your friend says, look, and I'm really contemplating suicide tonight. I mean, I would not hesitate to call 911.
Yeah.
I would call 911 and give the address and say, I'm on the phone with my partner. I mean, everybody's got two cell phones around or something, mm-hmm. a hard line, and do that. Get them help immediately because many times it's, you know, their brain may be sort of in a spot where they're not making good decisions. Mm-hmm. So I would say better to be too drastic in terms of your response than not drastic enough.
That's right.
And I think talking to people, one thing you can say is, you know, I know that maybe what you're feeling is you've got lots of bad feelings.
Yeah.
But there are better ways to get rid of bad feelings than getting rid of yourself.
Yeah.
We can help you get rid of the bad feelings.
Yeah.
Let us help you. And get them into therapy, drive them to the psych, ward, drive them to the emergency room.
Yeah.
I mean, really, truly, drive them to the emergency room or call out the team. There are often mental health teams in your communities that are available. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a number here in a minute that is the suicide hotline. If you are struggling with depression, we want mm-hmm. you to call because the statistics show they really help with people who have contemplated suicide.
Yeah, and I think more than anything, one of the things that you can offer people is just your presence there, mm-hmm. right? The idea that I'm with you through this.
And
I care about you. I want you here. I don't think trying to talk them out of those thoughts is necessarily the best thing, admitting these are thoughts that you're having and we're going to be here no matter what you need to kind of get you through that.
If you're a young person listening to, I would encourage you to tell your parents, even if you think it's a confidential issue, or tell the friend's parents. Mm. You know, tell people who can take action, maybe who have more resource than you.
Yeah.
There are some secrets that are not meant to be kept secret.
This is not something to keep secret, but this affects a lot of people. And so it's not something where we're calling somebody abnormal or we're singling them out or That's going to, you can get through suicidal thoughts,
yes,
right? There are
yes.
resources. You're able to get through it.
Depression can be healed.
It can be healed. And so taking the stigma off of it starts to allow us to talk about it, right?
Right.
And when somebody says that they're doing that, then we can start to move and take action. But the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, it's available 24 hours every single day. It's confidential help that you can get for free. That number, if you need it, is 1-800-273-8255. Once again, 1-800-273-8255. Reach out. Don't be afraid to ask, right? Dig into each other's lives, because it's too important. We need you here. So
exactly.
the world
we want
needs
you
here.
Here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Call for help.